The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
What a busy week it was, and we roll into the weekend as busy as ever. The news is just a tumult of news. Headlines all over the place. Just read the headlines if you have no time to do anything else. At Rents News, and you'll come away with a real working understanding of general relativity. How's that in the political sense? Dean Henderson is up with us first tonight. Hello, Dean. How's everything in the great Ozarks?
Same as it ever was, Jeff. How about you?
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear there's some stability somewhere. I mean, these headlines are really getting to be... I put them together and I look at them and it's kind of fun to write some of them, but they are horrifying. I mean, how do you spin these things into anything that is remotely palatable for an intelligent, fair-minded man or woman on this planet? It's just garbage in our faces, yep. Nonstop.
In our faces is right, yep.
So did you watch the freak show last night? I didn't. I was working.
No, I didn't either. I don't do politics right now. I just can't.
That's not politics. It's all mind control crap.
Exactly. It's just another aspect of the program, and I'm just trying to live in a bubble. It's hard, they won't let me, but I'm just trying to actually get a grip on reality, and you can't really do that watching TV or paying much attention to these insane people and their insane ideas of reality. So I went to a water slide park yesterday, and I went down big water
slides. Oh, good for you. Back to your childhood.
Back to my childhood, you know. It was Price Cutter Thursday, and so it's half price. And so I went to the freak show known as Branson, and it was great until right at the end. And then we were on the last ride we went on, and there was this kid. He had a Baphomet tattoo, and his girlfriend had one of Isis and Horus.
Oh no!
It's like, wow, you know, like 25-year-old kids. And
were these Caucasian types or ethnicity involved?
Yeah, it looked like the guy might have been Filipino, I'm guessing. Yeah, that's probably it. And then the gal was white, and so, but it's just that capture.
Baphomet. Well, they're bringing it right out, you see. And the converts to the satanic Luciferian evil that is shrouding most everything now, the converts, like the people you saw yesterday, are absolutely brainless. They're beyond stupid. They don't have a clue.
No idea. That's what's going on. The AI or the demons or the fallen angels or the Nephilim or the Anunnaki or whatever this archons, whatever you want call it. I think it's they're using the technology. It's total mind control, and they're assimilating. You know, they're not going to replace us with robots at the workplace. They are, but that's overblown. The bigger thing is the AI assimilates us, and we become demons, basically, you know, and without even knowing it. And, I mean, we don't, me and you won't, but a lot of people will. And they have to do this because they're so ignorant that they think that if they go all transhuman on us, they can live forever, not realizing that we actually all live forever. Like we already won.
It's funny how they took themselves out of the game and not getting it. They don't get it.
Yeah. That's how
they're running a parallel track into this whole realm of
cul-de-sac.
Yes, it's a cul-de-sac to nowhere.
Nowhere, and they're just going to end. And I always think that's like Creator's final trick or God's final trick. You know, with like they think they got this AI and this tech all figured out, and they got all this stuff from the Nephilim, whatever, and they think, oh, we're going to trick them, and we're gonna live forever, and we're going to get rid of them. And in the end, it'll be just the opposite. The people that don't put Baphomet on their shoulder as a tattoo and actually stay the course and just stay decent are going to live forever. We don't know where, but we're going to live forever. I'm confident of that. And they're just going to all, that's just going to be the end. And their soul, because they don't believe in a soul. They're so ignorant. I just have no clue about the nature of reality.
Let's be honest. Many of them have no souls, all right?
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because if you don't believe you have one, and then you start acting like you don't have one, then pretty soon you don't have one anymore anyway. And so, yeah, it's strange times. I just think, you know, a lot of the best thing you can do is isolate yourself from it as much as possible, and it's really hard, you know, especially when, you know, we're trying to change it. So we have to, you know, notice what's going on, but for the average person, just stay off of the TV and all the mainstream and all the shows.
Put your damn phone down. Turn it off.
Everything.
Put it down.
Just turn it off and go down a water slide. One of those really steep ones that'll scare the hell out of you.
Did you get any video of you going down the slide?
I didn't. We didn't even have a cell phone.
I'd like to see that just for fun.
You're right. I should have got one of that.
I would. I mean, that'd make me happy to see you having fun.
It was fun today, the old man is. But, you know, hey, we were just going up there. Oh, man, there's a sport and nobody would go on it. And these kids were all going back down the stairs. And we pretty soon we went up these 50-year-old people. And all of a sudden, everybody was going down. It was kind of cool. It was just like, I don't know, it's just people are soft and scared. And it's terrible.
Funny.
And this is what we have to do. It's not that we haven't already won, because we have, really. That's the way I'm looking at it now. But it's just that they're torturing people, by and large, who don't think we've won. And they don't have the faith, and they don't understand reality. And so they think, oh, my God, they're going to kill us all. And, you know, and then there's the whole segment that doesn't know any of this at all. But they just still know that something's messed up. So they're miserable. So we have to free the people. That's our job here on this plane, is just to free the people, free their minds, free their souls from the fear and all the mind control. And then after that, we're going to be fine. And these, I really think these guys are running themselves right into this cul-de-sac of, you know, and it's just going to be the end of them. So,
well, they'll end up going around and around and around, like a toilet flushed with nowhere to go.
Like a spinning top,
chasing their tails.
Yeah, there you go. So you can have your little dragon chasing the tail logo on everything and think it's so cool, and we'll just be laughing our ass off, man, on some beach, man.
You know what's funny, Dean? When I went through this attempted assassination 4 years ago and went into the light, I remembered one part of that. And it was an words don't do it. I'll just offer this. It was the most wonderful feeling of happiness and being bathed in a light of just divine peace. It was like I was going home in the light. The light is real. Whatever it is, it's real. And I've had one foot over on the other side at least, and I'll tell you, you're right. You're right. And these jerks can play with their AI, and what they're doing now is trying to teach AI common sense. And my question is, whose common sense are they going to teach AI? So, they can have all the fun they want, and they are, and they will, and they're uploading Kurzweil's brain into a supercomputer. He's going to live forever, right? Uh-huh. Whatever.
Have fun. It's just insane. But that's why the times are so, and the headlines are so insane, is because these people are so insane. And, I mean, you know, you look at the Habsburgs, King Juan Carlos of Spain, and he's just like, his face is like disfigured, you know, and like all the Habsburgs have that disfigured jaw. And it's from inbreeding. I used to
raise
cattle and sheep, and we had pigs come out like that once in a while, and like, oh, time to change the boar, you know, or whatever. And yeah, that's what's going on, and you know, because they really think they got this royal blood, and they know it's the fallen angels and that one bloodline. They know full well it is, and they think it makes them smarter than us, but actually makes them dumber than anybody. And they have advisors who they can hire that, of course, you know, have, you know, some smarts, but these people, they are insane, and that's why you're seeing this a manifestation of insanity everywhere around you, because it's, you know, their power on this plane, at least in the material world, has never been greater. In the spiritual world, it's never been weaker, maybe. I think it's just
I'll sign on with that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'll go with you on that for sure. It's completely inversely proportionate, those two things. Physical power over people and spiritual power over life themselves, the soul. They're gone. They're just gone. And as far as I can tell, they're gone. There's nothing
much. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, it's an inverse relationship, those two things. The more power, in other words, you get over people, humanity, the less
less humanity you have.
Spiritual realm, and the less humanity you yourself have. And that's just pretty basic common sense, really, you know?
Sure it is.
It's so hard for people to imagine in this, you know, again, monopoly, capitalist, feudalist world where might is right and survival of the fittest and all these lies. And this is a steady stream of lies, the seven sacred sciences created by the Royal Society that don't even exist. And but we've all been brought up to believe they exist. And to believe that reality is schismed into these nice, neat seven little categories, you know, and then they're going to explain how it all works, and they have, and everything we've been taught is a lie. Everything we think we know, we didn't, you know, we don't know it at all because it was a lie from Luciferian Kabbalist. And man, it's heavy. But once you get to the point of that where you just don't buy any of the program, it's quite liberating. As I'm sure you have felt. And then it's just a matter of, finding people to hang out with that are, you know, cool. And that's
that you
right
can
now.
Relax with, right?
Yeah, and that part's hard, you know, right now, because, you know, the chasm is growing. While some of us are just completely tossing this program out the window, most others are getting more and more immersed in the program. And so that, to me, is the biggest challenge. You know, things go my way all the time, and I know that's just karma, or, you know, just lack of karma or whatever. Just, you know, it's the fact that I'm on the right path, but it's those relationships with people and just finding those people that you can, you know, relate with. And then some of the long-distance people that you're akin with, that I'm akin with, and you would be akin with, some of those people are having a really hard time right now because of that. I'm here. I'm starting this last couple of weeks. I'm starting to hear from some people, and they're just really feeling lonely and depressed, and so, you know, we just have to reach out once in a while to like-minded people. I should probably call you once in a while and just talk off the air, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, that's the challenge, and you know, we've already won, but it's going to be a little bit of a crazy time, and it's going to be really lonely for the people that drop the program for a while. And that's just probably part of what they call the tribulation in the Bible, and, you know, you can have a different tradition, call it something else, but, you know, it's going to be very
trying. They're stepping out into the cold of reality, and it rather than the warm caress of technological lying and manipulation and domination, and they're really breaking the addiction. That takes a lot of courage, and they're going to be lonely.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now who feel that from time to time.
Yeah, I think so. I know so. A lot of your listeners, I know, are feeling this. But just know that you're on the right track and that that's just the way it's going to be for a little while. And, you know, it's okay. And, you know, if you can, you know, when you do see one of those people, you'll just be overjoyed to talk with them. And that's kind of cool.
Well, they're free. They're free. They may not feel free, but they are liberated and they are free.
Yeah.
And they've made that.
Wow, I found another. Yeah. Another free person. Wow, you know. And just the animals, you know, the pets, and even if you have livestock or just wild animals or, you know, whatever it is, you know, you can always relate to the animals because they're not corrupted yet. I'm sure they're going to try, but they're wild, and it's the wildness. It's that is the humanness in us. You know, the wildness is the humanity, the untamed, undomesticatedness. You know, which is what they did to us 6,500 years ago, at least in the European history that we know about. I'm not sure. I think the kind of native people are left out of that history to a large degree. But that's our history. You know, where we were pretty much forced into agriculture in Sumeria, and then we were forced into factories in the Industrial Revolution, and our land was taken, and we were urbanized, and now it's going to, the next level is the smart cities and the grid, the electronic grid. So all that's been really traumatic on people, and that's why the program is so hard to break. And now with the electronics, they have a whole other tool to take it to a whole other level of programming. But it is an overstep, and a lot of people are seeing it, and the awareness is growing too. And they're kind of in a race to do what they think is going to be our enslavement and their immortality, but which is in fact their enslavement. And they're just still going to do it because they're stupid, and they know they have to shut us down, shut the awareness down too. So it's just an interesting time.
That's why they're feeding us such a high octane diet of fake reality. It's like fake news. They've created this entire paradigm, this hologram of their reality that we're supposed to subscribe to, and most people do, but it's all a lie. What you said a couple minutes ago, I really can't say enough wonderful things about my father, who I wasn't really that close to, but he did share some very important things with me. He had a very high position with a big aerospace company, and he told me when I was in my early 20s, he said, remember always, don't ever forget. It's, and I'll use a word, there's a word I'm going to use here. Some of you, it's just a normal word, but he said, it's all, talking about politics, big business, entertainment, what he said, all of it. He said, it's all bullshit. Don't ever forget it. In other words, it's a lie. And I learned that very early, and I'm always grateful for that guidance because it at least turned me in that direction. I had to make my own way, of course. It wasn't some big epiphany, but I figured it out and on my own with that as a benchmark, and I used it.
That's the truth. And my dad did the same for me, even though, you know, he died when I was 12. In Carrick, but just those 12 years of just being around him was the same way. Taught me the same thing. I've never looked back, really, honestly. And, you know, it's interesting because, so many people but that's important, right? And you're lucky and I'm lucky, and a lot of kids didn't have a dad like that, you know?
Oh, my God, they what do they get for their 8th birthday or 7th? They get a smartphone, and they're gone.
Yeah.
As soon as you parents, and I know most of you don't do this, but as soon as a parent buys their child a smartphone, they might as well just say goodbye to their kid. You've just given your kid away to the Matrix. Goodbye.
Done. So irresponsible, bad parenting. Wow, it's just amazing. The lack of common sense involved in that act is just astounding. I mean, even, you know, you don't even have to know half the stuff we know about those things, but I mean, even just on a basic level, wow. Yeah, so you know, the young kids are in the greatest peril because they don't know anything else, and you know, they're not not going to have a dad. Most of them aren't going to have, well, a lot of them don't have dads anyway. There's so many kids that just with divorces and just single parent homes and just whatever. And dads are important for that reason. Dads call bullshit, right? I mean, at least back in my day, that was the job of a dad, you know, was to be the one that just kind of put the hammer down and said, nope, that's bullshit. We're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know? And so this is what, you know, that's part of, I'm sure, why this whole thing unrolled the way it did and why there is so many single parent homes, because they wanted the dad.
They wanted to destroy, the moron elite wanted to destroy the nuclear family.
That's right.
What made literally almost all that I can think of successful societies function was a nuclear family, a bedrock, a cultural, social bedrock, which we don't have anymore. We have, what do we have? We have chaos and we have misdirection, constant misdirection. So it's tough. It's not easy.
We have CERN.
There you go.
That's a good reason to discern.
Yeah, right there.
And it's almost like, that does go together in a funny way, which maybe they even thought of. And, you know, I mean, there's just no discernment. There's no bullshit meter. There's no pineal gland.
They don't have the tools. You know, it's easy to criticize them, but these kids, the millennials and then Gen Z behind them, they do not have the tools. They do not have the experiential basis upon which to create wisdom. They don't have it.
So what kind
of wisdom are they going to have?
That's right. And there's older people, too, who do. What I'm noticing is there's older people, too, who do have an experiential basis. And now the internet's here. They just throw it overboard, and they just discard it. I mean, completely. 20, 30, 40 years of wisdom, they just throw it overboard and Google it. And, you know, this Google stuff, I mean, you know, there's this this quantum computing. I heard, was it Anthony Patch talking about this, how they got this black cube now, and like Mecca or like, you know, the Saturn death cult, and Google's got the biggest one of these, and it doesn't even, it's not even digital, it uses these qubits that are called, and they can do like 7 million brains, of people brains, you know, with power of computing. So every,
this
you know,
is
on
a
the portal
what is
turns
this?
Opening... Basically,
this
Google
is
tapping
a supercomputer?
A supercomputer, quantum computer, and they're tapping through this portal at CERN, and they're bringing in... So basically, you Google something, you're probably getting... Your answer's probably coming from Archon.
Really?
Cool. Maybe.
Huh. Weird. I'm going to think about that for a minute. Hold on. Dean and I'll be right back. Quickly, did you see that story? There is a plan in the works to build a new CERN, I guess in the same area. Something like... 50 times bigger than the one they have? Some enormous thing. I guess they want to make a new asteroid belt with us.
Yeah.
Something like that.
They're doing it in the Black Hills, too.
Yeah. Hold on. Be right back. Let's get right back to Dean Henderson. We get to talk to Dean once a month, and you can catch him often on the internet. What are you doing now, RT? Who are you doing?
Well, let's see. Now I've been...
Press TV?
Like I said, Press TV, and I've been this Russia Channel 1, Russian language station, and all kinds of different stuff. This Sacha Stone guy, he's supposed to be coming here and put me in a movie, or I don't know, just... You know, a guy from Australia on Sunday is going to interview me. A guy from Israel has been interviewing me. So, most of it's just, you know, I'm kind of the fringe, you know. So most of it's just like people like that. Well, that's my job, you know. Keep them on their toes and stretch it all out.
Speaking of RT, I was just looking at, I like RT's coverage. They're pretty good. Fox is really going through some weird convulsions lately. I don't know what the hell Fox even is. But I watched this little clip from the G20. They have these freak shows for the elite.
I think I saw it with Putin. You talking about Putin and Trump, you mean? Or something else?
Mm-hmm. And there's a photo op, and they're Putin and Trump sitting there, and I just looked at one. Trump is chewing gum. He's just chewing away. I mean, this is unbelievable. International diplomacy at its most dignified, huh? The guy's chewing gum and acting like, you know, the biggest punk on the high school dance floor. He's just a... What a dope. It's just a horse's ass. Jeez. A lying horse's ass at that. But, yeah, you look at all these people and you just kind of cringe.
Yeah.
Who do they think they are?
You know, it's, again, it's just another part of the program, and this is the political part. So there's like 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati, and, you know, Springmeier and Gary Wayne around this stuff, and then there's like the Committee of 33, and then there's like, well, it's actually the Committee of 300.
Yeah, and, well, that goes back to John Coleman, Dr. John Coleman.
Exactly, John Coleman's work. So he was 300 answer to the 33, yeah. And the 33 yeah. to the 13, and then below that you get the Freemasons, and they're basically the military political arm, and then you get the Royal Society, and they're sort of the seven sacred science lie arm, and the propaganda arm to keep people. They're the real programmers, you could say, in all the social sciences and the media and everything. And then you have the Rothschild banking arm, you know, because they're one of the bloodlines, and they handle the banking. And all these politicians are just, they're all bloodlines. Every U.S. president's been a Plantagenet bloodline, and that's one of the bloodlines. And I'm starting to think Prince William is going to be their Antichrist that they put on the throne in Jerusalem. I used to think Juan Carlos of Spain, because he's a Habsburg Bourbon.
William, interesting.
But William, I think now, yeah. And the reason is because he's a Stuart, you see, and so is Kate Middleton, a Stuart. So that's total another, you know, basically inbreeding project.
What was their German name, do you know?
Well, I mean, from the Windsor side, it's Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. And yeah. they were in the north. You know, the Normans are really where it gets interesting, because the Rollo family came down and they intermarried with what came to be the Sinclair family, which is really powerful. But that was while they were still in Norman area of France. And it turns out all these Nephilim bloodlines, which is what they are, these 13, they have this Rh negative blood, which is like 15% of the world has it only, and most of it's concentrated in southern France and northern Spain, the Basque region.
You mentioned Sinclair.
Yep.
I had a good friend of mine was a Sinclair. He was mm-hmm. somehow connected with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're real powerful. And they're the Norse Viking aspect, which, you know, could have something to do with the tall blondes you hear about. I'm not sure, but about that, but the Vikings for sure. And of course the Habsburgs are a big one, and the Merovingians are a big one. They're the ones that, you know, they claim to be descendants of Jesus and the whole Dan Brown propaganda program, but they're not. It's a nice tactical move by them if they want, you know, William, who's a Merovingian, through both sides, because Diana was also a Bruce. And then there's rumors that Diana had an affair with King Juan Carlos. And it's not just really, it's kind of more than a rumor. The Daily Mail has covered it. There's a book in Spain about it.
So William is Juan Carlos' kid?
Yeah, who's a Habsburg, Bourbon, Merovingian. And then Diana's a Bruce and a Spencer and a Merovingian. And the Merovingians are the ones that, aside from, you know, claiming they're from Jesus, they did come from this Oannes, this sea creature, you know, in the Babylonian text it talks about it. And they also were part of this tribe of Dan that settled at the base of Mount Zion. And see, that's the Priory of Zion. They're keeping the secret. And the whole Zionism thing, it just has absolutely nothing to do with Jews. It is all about the bloodline control.
I've been on that for a long time. Hard to convince people, but
hard to convince people, and hard to convince them that you don't need to assimilate, you know, whatever. But yeah. It's just a way to keep for the bloodlines to keep people off of and getting any closer to the bloodline thing, which is the biggest secret, which is what they're guarding with the secret societies, whether it's Freemasons, Muslim Brotherhood, or Kabbalah. That's the biggest secret they're guarding is the fact that these people are. cross bridge, the cross, you know, the cross, and the Prairie of Zion, Sion. Sion is grafting, S-C-I-O-N, is, means grafting, so they're grafted, you know, they're crossed.
Ah, Sion, the offspring.
Yeah, Sion,
good.
Sion.
I got
mm-hmm.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all those words. You always go back to these words, mm-hmm. you know, and it's amazing what you can come up with. They're just telling us all about it, but we just don't see it. And so, yeah, so the priory is just below the Committee 300 along with the Rosicrucians, and then the organizations are below it that I just described. They run different aspects. Illuminati runs kind of the sorcery, you know, dark energy department, I guess you'd call it, you know. Yeah, there's just different little tasks. And these people, as you get down further, they're less and less pure blood, you know. And, of course, the highest degree Masons are the purest blood. There's 33 vertebrae in our back. The head is the Illuminati. And the crown, guess what? The crown sits on the head. And the crown is the 13 bloodlines. That's what that means. That's the crown of the world. And that's why they gave Jesus the crown of thorns, to mock him, because he's human and they're not. And they get the gold and the jewels and everything. Everything a good Anunnaki self-absorbed. Boy, I don't even want to use words to describe them, but yeah, those, they're, you know, this is who they are. And yeah, so I think Prince William might be the guy, and I've heard that when he turns 33, the Queen's going to, if she's not dead already, abdicate. I heard they're going to skip Charles, and that was Charles, the breeding project to have King Juan Carlos and Diana do the thing.
Oh, interesting. I had not heard this.
Maybe.
That's very,
just
very...
my theory, but I'm tracking it down. I might write a comment next week. I'll send to you, but... Yeah, and you look at William, and he's got the real elongated skull.
Oh, he doesn't look anything like Harry. Nothing.
But then look at a picture of Juan Carlos, and that's who he does look like. And
send it. Send pictures with
skull.
Your column. Pictures
cool.
with your column.
I will. I've got a good one. That's all I do now. And and he's got like King Juan Carlos sitting there, and he's looking longingly at William, and Charles is kind of on the edge of the couch, all pissed off. And yeah, you can just tell that's what happened, just by that one photo. So, yeah, I think that's what we're looking at. And when he's 33, I don't know, how old do you think that guy is now? How old do you think William is? We're talking about that. And he's got to be getting close to 30.
Let me see what the...
Yeah, maybe you can ring it up. But I haven't checked yet. I'm busy today. But yeah, we're getting close. So, and this is why they moved the embassies to Jerusalem, not just the U.S., but many countries, and this is why they're building the third temple, you know, and they're going to use some
he's,
kind of...
He's born 1982, makes him 37. 37.
Whoa. He's 37, okay.
37. Well, William Arthur Philip Louis Windsor.
Yeah, well, I guess that didn't happen then, because he's supposed to be, what I was reading was 33, so that must have been an old article.
He doesn't look anything like his brother.
No.
Nothing.
I still think he's the guy. Yeah, I do, and whenever they're going to, and maybe they didn't have it quite ready yet, everything's got to be just ready. And this deal of the century, isn't this funny? It's like a reality TV, it's like the name of a reality TV show, and something tells me, you know, the Palestinians aren't going, they're not even going to go. Why would they? Now the Israelis were told not to go, just so it doesn't look bad. And so now it's just going to be this meeting in Bahrain, among who? Among a bunch of royal Nephilim bloodlines from the Gulf. And there's something about it that has nothing to do, I think, with, you know, any kind of Israeli-Palestinian peace, but I think it may have something to do with this temple project in Jerusalem. So I think we're getting close. And I do think that's the plan, is basically try to turn as many people, the general public, into sort of demonic, you know, Nephilim-like things, and then announce this Antichrist, and it'll probably be a fake alien invasion, Project Bluebeam, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that
and
goes way back.
Crisis,
and
of course, yeah. You know, you have to have your crisis to get people to accept this world government, but that's going to be the headquarters, and it's going to be a monarchy. It's going to be not going to be a democracy. It's going to be a monarchy.
So the third temple is going to be the seat of power.
I think so. I think so. In Jerusalem,
the word,
which is, you know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The word Sion is not used by many people. It's a literary term for the most part. Mm-hmm. S-C-I-O-N. And mm-hmm. it means a descendant. It also means a shoot, a twig, or one cut for grafting or planting, a cutting. Think about it. This is all that is. It's another way to talk about bloodlines. Clearly, obviously, Scion, Zion. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and that's what Zionism is. It's all about the bloodlines and eventually creating this great work of ages. You know, this is the great work of ages they talk about. And and having complete control over humanity out in the open. And that's why everything is coming out in the open now. Trump can chew gum and, you know, they can just say whatever. And, you know, I mean, they don't have to hide it. And they're testing it. They're going to see.
The arrogance.
Yeah.
There's no pushback. They know it now. There's no pushback.
And they're testing it. They're making sure there's no pushback. And then once they're damn sure there's going to be no pushback, then they're going to do this big crisis, march out the Bitcoin cryptocurrency, go for the chip, and it's going to be William in the Jerusalem temple. And then everybody's going to think he's the second coming of Christ because, oh, they're the Merovingians, they're related to Jesus and all this stuff, see? And so all these Christian fundamentalists are going to wig out and they're going to go the wrong way. It's going to be really sad. And they're actually going to think they're, you know, welcoming Jesus back when, in fact, they're welcoming the Antichrist.
Where's that going to put the Christian Zionists?
Million. Yeah, they're going to be toast, and they're going to go to the cul-de-sac. It looks like
they don't know. You know, they're going to be the last to find out that they're utterly toilet paper.
So.
That's all they are.
I think so because all the church leaders are just as corrupt, and most of them are, you know, the big church leaders are just their bloodlines. Just like hey, Brigham Young, Joseph Smith, 33rd degree Masons. I mean, Jesuits have infiltrated the Vatican. That's the former Knights Templar. They're the moles in the Vatican because they're still after the Catholic doctrine. And this is also something I've recently figured out. Because the Catholic doctrine, well, first of all, Jesus' church is a Catholic church. There's no dispute about that. Peter was to build it on the rock, and he did. And, of course, they've got corrupted like crazy. But the doctrine was about acts. It was about you had to do good acts in this world to go to the next one. And this is where the Protestant Reformation, which is financed by the Venetian bankers, which, you know, these Nephilim banker bloodlines, that's the reason they did the Reformation, because they were taking out that part. And what they did instead is they substitute the seven sacred sciences, the phony sciences, into Protestantism, and they sort of hedged their bets, and they said, well, we kind of like this Luciferian fake science stuff, actually, so we're going to try to over-explain everything, and we just don't need to do good acts anymore. We just need to, you know, accept Jesus as our Savior, you know, this kind of craziness that you hear, especially in the evangelical movement, you know, which is total nonsense. So it's the Catholic doctrine, and also the fact that the Catholics did disband the Templars in 1307 under Pope Clement, and along with King Philip of France, and officially disbanded them, sent them around to Scotland, where the Bruces and the Sinclairs protected them, and launched Freemasonry in its stead. But then they reinfiltrated the Jesuits as sort of the reincarnated Knights Templar and the Knights of Malta, which King Juan Carlos is a Knight of Malta, because he's Catholic, and they reinfiltrated them back into the Vatican to again corrupt that institution. But it's really the Catholic doctrine that they want to. They're at war with it. I mean, they really are, and they have to use the infiltrators to go in there and make sure that doesn't come out. But that's huge because, you know, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's just, and we have so many people in this world that just live like that, like they don't have to do anything. You know, they don't have any. This is where the lack of responsibility and accountability comes from. The fact that people don't think, I don't have to do good acts in this world. You know, it's all pointless. You know, this idea that it's all pointless and there's no reason that we're here and all this stuff. And it's really dangerous. And they know that. And they're, you know, this is what's going to make people open to the AI sort of robotic programming.
Well, they're going
to
eat it up, Dean. It's going to be an easy sell. Become a superhuman. Become a super person. Super brain.
Yeah.
That's right. Sign on.
Enhancements. Yeah. Upgrades. Why do you think they call everything on the internet an upgrade or software? Why do you think they call it an upgrade? You know, that's what they're going to tell us. You need to be upgraded. You can upgrade you. See, because they're getting us used to that word as a good word, upgrade. And it's also, the implication is also that we need an upgrade, that humans are worthless. You know, but you're right. This is all. And so all those people that go along with that are going into the cul-de-sac too, and they're finished. They're not going to reincarnate. They're not going anywhere. So that's going to be, you know, again, we're going to be laughing on the beach. And it's sad, but people are just going to have to make their choice. This is serious stuff, and you don't have much time to decide, so you probably want to make the right choice. I know which choice I'm making. I don't care if I die. I'm not scared to death. I mean, yeah, it's kind of scary, but it's like, I understand there's something else, and I'm not taking any other crap, and, if it just comes down to starving to death without the chip or not being able to do anything, okay, fine. I'll do it.
No, I'm totally with you.
I know you would.
Like I said, I stuck a foot on the other side, and I know.
So exactly. Yeah, no, right.
You mentioned Committee 300, and I want to take a moment just to honor Dr. John Coleman, who I think has passed on, but I was fairly good friends with John. He used to call, and we would just talk, and what a wonderful, brilliant, brave man. He worked in the what the hell did he spend, 10 years in the British?
MI6, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he was amazing. He spent years in the library just researching and reading and reading and reading and reading.
Yeah.
And yes, he was MI6, at least that's my understanding of it. But he would call, and he had some medical problem, and it was obvious that they had they tried to off him with that, and he somehow survived it. And we would talk at great length about that. But I thought he was he's from an earlier generation already, but what a wonderful man. And then you mentioned Fritz Springmeier. I don't know if he's still around trying. Is he still writing?
I don't know either. I don't know. I'm not sure either, I think he might be. I saw a video, but I don't know how recent it was, but it wasn't too old, so I think he might be. But, those are some great, great people. And that book, Committee 300, I mean, that's just one that everybody needs to read, that book. And but it's for real, and that's the thing, that people that study it are the ones that come up with the stuff, and it's not conspiracy theory, it's just documented facts, and it's just so different from your program that you've been taught, that, and your listeners know that, but I mean, it's just so different than the program, but that's the reality of our world that we live in, and best thing to do is just accept it and help us fight.
You really shouldn't entertain any notions of fighting it and overthrowing it. They'll kill you. They'll just eradicate anyone at any time who's a real problem. They don't have any issues with that. Never have. So my only question is, how much are they going to... Now, they put it up in the Guidestones, somebody has, that they're going to reduce the world population by, 80%, 70%, 90%, whatever. But I think they do have to bring the numbers down. It's getting to be like it's a viral overload. I look at people as viruses often. Not all of them, but many of them. They infest the planet. So they're going to have to take it down. And how or when? They're sending these blacks from DR Congo over here. Ebola is now in Uganda. I think it's in one other country. And it turns out that anybody, and remember, it's not 100% mortality rate. It's like 60, 70%. So 3 out of 10 are going to survive. And if they're men, they actually carry live virus in their semen for not 1 year, but 2.5 years. So one rape, and they're transmitters. They're bioweapons, and they're being brought in here with the full complicity of the U.S. State Department and the UN Refugee Resettlement Program. So there's an effort now underway here to reduce this population, if not water it down into a ghost of what it was.
Yeah. I was just going to say, have you seen that Deagle report, the Deagle.com thing?
No. What's Bill doing now?
I know. Okay. You know him, okay. So I don't know if it's a hoax or what, but they've got these 2025 projections for U.S. population, and they've got us at, it's 327 million right now, and in 2025, I think their estimate was 69 million. And the only other countries with those kind of drops were Germany, France, and the U.K., which indicates to me that has to be like a nuclear war where Russia... wins.
It could be a bio.
But it's against the West. It's against these, you know, like Russia's numbers were up and China's were up a little and even like Mexico's were up. And that's what was interesting. The only countries that were down were what you would think of as the superpowers.
We're targeted.
It's kind of weird. No, I don't know what to make of that, if it's a hoax or, you know, whatever it could be, but
I don't know.
They're definitely working on the population, and I think America's definitely in the crosshairs because this crown, these bloodlines, they've always hated us because we at least fought a revolution and tried to get free, and yes, there was intrigues, and yes, there was moles, and we never really got free, and we're still slaves, but at least we tried. So they really hate America. And by the way, there's other bloodlines. The Khan family's a big one. India, every president in India has been a Khan, K-H-A-N, and that's the same Aga Khan Foundation that funds all Islamic terrorism.
Aga Khan. Remember Aga Khan.
They're one of the Nephilim bloodlines. The Singh family, which means all Sikhs, is part of it. The Lee family in China, which runs the triads, and this comes from Springmeier. And the Shah family, Zahir Shah, which we reinstated just a few years back in Afghanistan. And the Loya Jirga, the king of Afghanistan, is a Shah. And also the Shahs in Iran, those guys are part of it. So it's not just white guys or Westerners. There's other bloodline families. Haile Selassie, it looks like, was one of them in Africa. And
in Ethiopia.
Ethiopia. Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting, but yeah, that's what I'm still kind of focused on. I'm digging into this upper echelon bunch, and I just want to expose them as much as I can. But we've already won, so the joke's on them.
I'm glad
you've seen the light, man, and can tell me that. That means a lot to me, man, and I'm sure your listeners too. And just that's really a testament, man. That's awesome. And I'm glad you came back to you, by the way, because we're not over yet.
I hear that.
Yeah, right on.
All right. You have a good weekend. Take care.
Okay, you too, brother. Okay, take care. And
thanks,
keep
Steve.
It up. Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
A good man. Brilliant man. Dean Henderson. We'll be right back. Hold on.